were some, do you remember any, like, you know, animals that used to come around, wild animals, you know, besides the, what your mother used to talk about?
Well, she don't, I don't think anything, I don't remember seeing any kind of wild animals outside of, rabbits. We have rats around here every now and then. Mm-hmm. And once in a great while, a snake, but they're not too many poisonous snakes around here now. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, you see a little green snake, especially over here, over in West Palm Beach and out in the edges of town there, you'd find more. But I don't think, see possums, coons. Mm-hmm. I did see I guess it was a coon once, sitting back here on the back fence. But there, it must have been one that had been tame and had gotten away, because you just don't see those. They don't get across the lake very often. Yeah. You'd see more of them over there. It's gotten so civilized over here now, so built up, that most of the animals are gone. Wild animal.
Yeah. What about when you lived in Macon?
I never saw anything up there. We were right practically in town. We were just 2 miles from the center of town, and it was built up solid. Mm-hmm. I don't think I even saw a rabbit up there.
Did you ever see, like, animals?
No, squirrels. We have squirrels here.
Yeah.
But see a squirrel every now and then. I don't know whether it's the squirrels or birds. I think it's both, and maybe rats too, that get our grapefruit. Mm-hmm. We've got one grapefruit tree in the backyard that's just loaded with fruit now. And just the minute it begins to get ripe, everything goes after it.
Can you not pick them off the tree until they're ripe? Or?
Well, we pick them off as we need them, but we like to leave them on as long as we can, let them get ripe. We'll start picking them now. Christmas time, when the folks come down from Decatur, we'll load them down. I don't know how many they took back with them last year. They had 2 cars, and the first car that went back, well, both of them were loaded down, and they stopped on the way back at some of the groves and got even more. They got oranges. You see, we didn't have any oranges, but we loaded them down with grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Then they stopped and got oranges, and they said, you'd have thought we were a fruit truck when we got home. And I expect they'll look like that again, because we've got even more grapefruit this year than we had. Susan's daddy makes grapefruit wine out of grapefruit juice. And I told him Thanksgiving Day that they were getting ripe. He said, I better get the wine out of the jug and get it bottled up and get ready for you.
Do you remember anybody making, like, moonshine or, you know, illegal, you know, whiskey or anything like that in the
end? No, I never. I know it was done mostly up around the. I think about it up in the mountains of North Carolina, Georgia, but there may have been somebody that made bathtub gin. They called it down here during Prohibition, but I never had any of it. I never had any shine, but they do make wine, mm-hmm. And I have made peach brandy myself out of those cling peaches. Mm-hmm. I made it one time, and it came out beautifully, and I've never been able to do it since. I think the peaches are wrong.
What kind of birds do you have around here?